It's Check on Stories. We're following for you on Robinhood Radio in a video you'll be able to see on CATV6 at our website, which is CATV6.com, or on Facebook. In Sharon, they've moved a step closer to banning the use of plastic bags in town, proposed by the Sharon Energy and Environment Commission. Sharon Selectman at a recent meeting agreed to start the process to draft an ordinance. SEEC member Oscar Martinez conducted a survey of merchants and found reasonable support for the ordinance. The chair, Carolyn Mattoon, has been researching possible wording for the ordinance. Selectman Jessica Fowler asked the commission members to choose one from among three ordinances and present the results to the selectman. At that point, a proposed ordinance can be drafted. Also at the meeting, Brent Colley said the town green regrading and curbing project will begin Monday, July 1st, and work will begin near the library side and move north from there. And, by the way, the new Mudge Pond playset has been installed and is now ready for use in Sharon. A legislative forum with state legislators will be held at 7:30 in the morning at the Fife and Drum Restaurant with 30 district Republicans. All will give a review of the legislative session, answer questions from those attending. To make a reservation, 860-693-0757 or 203-770-0466. The Connecticut Safe Boaters Course will be offered on 9 till 3 at the Town Grove in Lakeville at $70 per person, payable on the day of the class. Cash and checks will be accepted. Participants do not need to be residents of Salisbury. More information, contact Lisa at 860-435-5186. Kent Farmers Market, it's Music Day. Tina Pierce, country singer and songwriter, will perform from 3 o'clock till 4, South Main Street across the road from Napa Auto Parts. In Cornwall, at 5 to 7 o'clock opening reception, the Cornwall Historical Society, Blown Away. Dewey Hall, Main Street in Sheffield, presenting their monthly swing dance featuring chops, sauerkraut, and croutons. Doors open at 7:30. Dance lesson with Harry Pacella takes place at 8 o'clock. No partner necessary. Beginners are welcome. Live music starts at 9 p.m. Tickets and more information at 413-229-2357. The Southern Berkshire Amateur Radio Club will hold their annual Field Day Emergency Drill the weekend of June 22nd and 23rd. They will be contacting other ham operators across the U.S. and Canada. The event will be held at the home of a club member at 80 Depot Hill Road in Amenia. Setup begins on Saturday at 10. Operations begin at 2, continuing through the night until Sunday at noon. More information at 860-435-0051. Out of Ankrum, 3 years ago, the Heritage Resources Committee put up a fence around 60% of the Ankrum Free Ground Cemetery, as that was all they could afford at that time. Well, this year, they had the money to finish the other 40%. The fence is complete. Now they just need to paint it. They need people for about an hour on Saturday, June 22nd, to prime, and six on Sunday, June 23rd, to paint, weather permitting. They'll supply the gloves, the brushes, the water, and the donuts. It's all wash-up latex paint. Don't wear anything you can't afford to have splattered, though. With three teams, they estimate they can finish in about an hour each day. Saturday, June 22nd, you'll meet at 9:30. Sunday, June 23rd at 9:30 at the Ankrum Free Ground Cemetery, just west of the hamlet off Ankrum on Route 7, just before Hall Hill Road. If you can join them, let Bob Murphy know at 518-329-7306. Now, meanwhile, the Ankrum Highway Department also extends a big thank you to those who generously donated money towards Patrick Sheridan's scholarship fund at the Ankrum Dump Day. In total, they raised over $600 for the scholarship. Now, if you want to make additional donations, you can mark a check to Patrick Sheridan account in the memo line. Mail the check to Monica Cleveland, Ankrum Town Clerk, 1416 County Route 7, Ankrum, New York, 12502. Sharon Audubon Center on Saturday from 10 till 12. The arrival of June marks Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Pride Month. Pride Month, for short, celebrations include parades, parties, and, in the case of Audubon, Connecticut, bird walks. The Let's Go Birding Together walks are for anybody who loves birds, likes birds, doesn't know how they feel about birds, or just wants to get outdoors. They welcome those who identify as LGBT, allies, families, and anybody who wants to enjoy an outdoor experience that's inclusive. That is coming up Saturday, 10 till 12, at Sharon Audubon. The Salisbury Cricket Club's annual Cricket and Children's Fete is going to happen on Saturday. The free family event is a great way to spend a summer day, and it's being held at Community Field in Lakeville on Saturday. The Salisbury Cricket Club's fourth annual Cricket and Children's Fete from 11 until 3 All experience levels and abilities are welcome. It's a fun day for the whole family. Proceeds from the match will split between the Jane Lloyd Fund and the Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance Squad. An opening reception for the Kent Art Association Juried President Show will be Saturday from 2 till 7, featuring pianist Roger Young on the keyboards, an introduction by Northwest Connecticut Arts Council Executive Director Rufus Durham, and presentation of awards. On Saturday, June 22nd at 4 p.m., the Stockbridge Library, Museum, and Archives will present In Plain Sight. It's beginning of a series of monthly history walks in different Stockbridge neighborhoods. Each month, a volunteer from the museum and archives will lead a one-hour tour explaining the neighborhood, talking about the history of people who live there. There is a $5 suggested donation. This Saturday, Sargent Street, Remember Tom Carey. Primarily a residential neighborhood, has also been home to several noteworthy institutions. You can park along Main Street or Sargent Street and join them on the corner. Just look for the program signs. The Sandersfield Arts Center will present Grit, a feature documentary film, on Saturday at 7 p.m. A Q&A will also take place afterwards with director Cynthia Wade. Tickets, $10 per person, are available at sandersfieldartscenter.org. The car show at the annual fly-in at the Walter Gay Caldwell Airport in Great Barrington is happening on Saturday. The car show from 10 to 4. $10 entrance fee for the cars. Show car and passenger spectators event free. It's $15 a carload. Special awards presented at 3 o'clock. Race cars, street rods, muscle cars, classic cars, antiques, customs, imports, any and all are welcome. It's sponsored and benefits the Couch VFW Couch Piper Post in Canaan. More information at 860-824-815. The Dover Farmers Market, located at 9 School Street, opens on Saturday from 11 till 3. Included in the all-day are music, a face painter, a balloon artist, and a tattoo artist, craft table raffle, maple cotton candy, free for market visitors. It's also offering SNAP benefits. It'll be open every Saturday through October 19th. On Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Church of St. John in the Wilderness, an enchanting program of classical and jazz music. The Church of St. John's is located on Route 344 in Copaic Falls, New York. More information at 518-329-1577. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 249.17 to 26,753.17 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 8,051.34 and the S&P 500 at 2954.18. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.